AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police in San Bernardino, California say there are reports of a large number of people shot at a social services facility. Terry Pettit tells KABC-TV that he got a text from his daughter who is with a friend inside the building.
She thought he'd shot 10 to 20 people and they were hiding.
Police have not yet said how many people have been shot. They do say they are involved in an active shooter scenario at that building. Opening statements underway in the trial of the first of six Baltimore police officers charged in the custody death of Freddie Gray. AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
Prosecutor Michael Schatzow says at one point, Porter asked Gray if he needed a medic, and Gray replied he couldn't breathe and could not move from the floor of the van, and instead of calling a medic, placed Gray upright on the bench and did not put on a seatbelt.
The head of the Federal Reserve Board says the economy is doing well, and that could lead to an increase in key interest rates later this month. We have the tales from Jerry Boatlander.
Federal Reserve Board policymakers meet in 2 weeks, and Chair Janet Yellen says the economy continues to improve, signaling a rate hike is likely. It would be the first since the middle of 2006. But she also stressed in a speech to the Economic Club of Washington that policymakers will review a range of economic information before making a final decision.
And once again, our top story, police in the Southern California city of San Bernardino were responding to reports of an active shooter at a social services facility. There are reports of multiple victims, according to the police department. Triage units have been set up in the area. Some people were seen being wheeled away on gurneys, others walking quickly as they were led away by authorities. As of yet, no arrests have been made. This is AP Radio News. A lively debate underway in British Parliament as Prime Minister David Cameron calls on the body to approve airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria.
We should answer the call from our allies. The action we propose is legal, it is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
But Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn rejects the proposal.
The Prime Minister understands that public opinion is moving increasingly against what I believe to be an ill-thought-out rush to war.
A New Hampshire police officer who responded to a shoplifting incident did not make an arrest, but instead paid the thieves tab after learning the woman stole the items to bake her child's birthday cake. The Portsmouth Herald reports Officer Michael Costanis said the mother's actions weren't right, but I'm not going to take away a kid's birthday cake. He went back to the store and paid for the items. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.